News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, some beautiful weather on the way for Easter weekend, but we got to get through some rain to get there. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams got a forecast in just 1 second, plus an update on that Jeopardy winner we've been talking about that's winning all that dough. And we'll get to that coming up right after we check in with Kane. Here's traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, you've got Theodore Dawes Road and Nan Gray Davis in accident without injuries, but three cars involved, so be careful if you're traveling through there. Once again, McGregor Road from Dolphin to Old Shell, closed for the next 4 to 6 months for sidewalk construction. Hasn't been affecting traffic so far yet this morning. Veteran-owned Stone Arms Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow. Now with military, veterans, and first responders getting 5% discount on everything in the store. Thank you for your service from StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with afternoon temperatures in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
All right, 707 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, Tuesday style. Glad to have you here. Lot to do on today's show. Remember, you can always check us out on fmtalk1065.com. Grab podcasts. Take advantage of the three big things, top stories of the day. Get into those in just a second. Also, while you're there, take part in the online opinion poll. Check out weekend schedules. It's all going on right there. The front page of fmtalk1065.com. Speaking of the front page, we'll use this analogy for retractions. You know, often there would be a headline in a paper, and then they would retract it, and they would put it back in the D section or something like that.
Under the crossword puzzle or something.
Right. I would say at 7:08 during Mobile Mornings, this is our front page, right? So I had lamented, I guess, last week that I had not been informed, not asked back to the media crawfish eating contest that goes on at their at the Exporium Science Center event there at the Exporium. This is, by the way, I said so many times, it's the fantastic charity, Crawfish in the Courtyard. It's the Exporium Junior Advisory Board puts it on. It raises money to put local kids at summer camp at the Exporium here who can't afford it. It's really a good program. It's a fun event. It's tonight. It's Crawfish in the Courtyard. And in the past, for the past whatever, 4 years or whatever, been competing in that crawfish eating contest.
And winning.
Dominating.
Yeah.
Dominating, building a legacy. And I lamented last week that I had not been asked. I was wondering what was going on. Checked my messages back. I do have a office and a desk here. I'm there about 7 minutes a day because there's no work to be done in my office. It's all in the studio and up front. And I got a call last week inviting me to participate. I can't do it, but I want to take that retraction. I have been asked to compete in tonight's contest, but if you're looking for your chance to win, I am out tonight.
Will you, are they going to hold something over the next few days where you crown the crawfish winner, kind of like Patrick Reed handing Tiger Woods the green jacket after he won the Masters over the weekend? You'll need to hand a crawfish to
I think
winner.
It would be better if it was more like Miss America, where, you know, on the Miss America where the people are crying, like the former Miss America, they have to record their speech because they're crying. I'll just stand there and cry, let my mascara run. Also, we talked about this last week, and I want to give you some more information because I just think it's cool. Congratulations are in order for Jeopardy contestant James Holzhauer, who is now the second highest earner in the game's history after winning his eighth consecutive episode last night. The 34-year-old professional sports gambler's total earnings have reached $460,479.
Unbelievable.
And he's going to put it all on Tiger.
Yes. And the guy he passed, it took that guy 19 games to get to $430,000. Took him, what, eight games.
Yeah, the okay, so
460,000.
Yeah, at this point, the only contestant to earn more than Holzhauer was Jeopardy legend Ken Jennings, who took home an incredible $2.5 million from his 74-game winning streak. So it's onward and upward for Holzhauer. So good luck.
Yeah, and I found out more about his gambling habits.
Yeah,
and we'll talk, I'm sure, more about this when sports gambling comes around again.
Yes,
but he makes live in-game wagers. That's how he makes his money in Vegas.
Which I think that is the out of all the gambling fronts that people are scared of, that's the one that I think could be most addictive out mm-hmm. there. People could gamble during a game, and we'll talk about that going on in the future. Let's check some headlines now. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Stolen weapons from unlocked vehicles have become more of an issue here in the Port City, and Councilman C.J. Small is trying to change legislation to change that statistic. Mobile City Council meets today at 10:30. The goal is to propose tighter restrictions on gun owners whose weapons are stolen from unlocked vehicles. A vote is expected today. Now, the councilman brought the proposal to the table 3 weeks ago, and it would request state lawmakers from Mobile to back legislation permitting Mobile to adopt reasonable regulations to prevent firearms from being stolen from unlocked vehicles. Possible ideas being considered: imposing civil penalties against gun owners for failing to properly secure weapons in a vehicle, or including mandatory reporting requirements when weapons are stolen, declaring weapons left in unsecured vehicles as public nuisances, and requirements that all gun owners secure weapons in a responsible manner. James Barber, the city's executive director of public safety, says he does support legislation sponsored by the Daphne Republican Representative Matt Simpson, which would make it a Class C felony if a person is arrested for possessing a gun that had been stolen. Barber also goes on to say that his office is planning even more public service announcements aimed at getting more awareness when it comes to deterring gun owners from leaving their weapons unsecured inside unlocked vehicles. A deadly hit-and-run accident now heads to a grand jury. Back on March 18th, Sonia Jones, a mother from Mobile, was killed when her vehicle was hit by an SUV driven by 16-year-old illegal immigrant Domingo Marcos Diego. Diego appeared in court on Monday for his preliminary hearing. That's where an Alabama State Trooper testified that Diego was on Highway 98 when he crossed the center turn lane and collided head-on with Jones. The state trooper said that he tried to run away from the crash, but due to his injuries, he collapsed and was then transported to a hospital. An attorney for Diego says his client did not cause the accident, but was hit by another vehicle, which caused a chain reaction, which led to the deadly events. Now, 2 days after that accident, Marcos Diego was released from the hospital and booked into the Mobile County Metro Jail on homicide by vehicle and leaving the scene of an accident charge. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Virtual Wallet from PNC helps make it easier to see what you're spending, stash more into savings, and stay on top of your money with a single tap. Virtual Wallet for digital banking. It's time for a change. From PNC, bringing you this information update.
With WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloney. Police are cracking down on drivers who do not slow down in work zones. Mobile police issued 79 tickets in two work zones last week. Last month, 40-year-old Clarence Crutcher was killed while working in a work zone on Dauphin Island Parkway at Hertel Street. It's spring break for students in Baldwin County, but there is no break for crews working on the new Orange Beach campuses. Temporary portable classrooms are being built at Orange Beach Middle School and Orange Beach High School. The city administrator tells News 5 students will only be in those temporary classrooms for 1 year. Four people are recovering 1 day after a crash involving an Escambia County transit bus. Happened at the intersection of Barr Street and 9th Avenue in Pensacola. The driver of the truck and three passengers on the bus were taken to the hospital. A bill outlawing most abortions in Alabama will get a public hearing in the legislature this week. The bill would make it a felony to perform an abortion unless the mother's health is at risk. That hearing is scheduled for tomorrow. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KimcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
A record-setting NFL contract. The Golden State Warriors lose DeMarcus Cousins and blow a 31-point lead. And Milwaukee's Christian Yelich has a 3-home-run, 7-RBI night. It's 7:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start with NFL news, where late last night, the Seattle Seahawks and quarterback Russell Wilson agreed to a 4-year, $140 million contract extension that makes Wilson the highest-paid player in the NFL. The deal includes a $65 million signing bonus. Wilson made the announcement last night via a Twitter video while he laid in bed with his wife, Sierra.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Ain't technology great? Probably good that Brett Favre didn't have a phone that he could tweet videos out on. Wilson's a 5-time Pro Bowler and won the Super Bowl with Seattle in 2014. Last season, he set a career high with 35 touchdown passes. In the NBA playoffs, the Philadelphia 76ers tied an NBA record with 51 points in the third quarter and set a franchise record with 145 points and a 145-123 win over Brooklyn. That series is now tied at one game apiece. The Golden State Warriors blew a 31-point lead and lost to the LA Clippers 135-131. Landry Shamet led the Clippers with 36 points and hit the go-ahead three-pointer with 16 and a half seconds to play. Here's Warriors head coach Steve Kerr following the loss.
We stopped playing. We kind of disconnected kind of mid-third quarter and lost our defensive edge. You know, we kind of messed with the game a little bit. And when you do that, you're in some trouble, especially in the playoffs.
Golden State Warrior and former LaFleur Rattler DeMarcus Cousins left the game in the first quarter with a left quad injury. Cousins is scheduled for an MRI today, but the Warriors are fearful that he completely tore the quad.
Oh, boogie.
Yeah, tough break for the Mobilian, who tore his left Achilles while playing for the New Orleans Pelicans last season. And he's on a one-year deal, so he was looking for a big contract after the season. Hopefully things aren't as bad as they seem. In the NHL playoffs, Carolina shut out Washington 5-0 to get a game back in the best of seven series. Capitals still lead 2-1. Toronto beat Boston 3-2 to take a 2-1 series lead. Nashville Predators goalie Pekka Rinne stopped 40 of 42 shots, leading the Predators past Dallas 3-2 and giving Nashville a 2-1 series lead. And Colorado crushed Calgary 6-3 to take a 2-1 series lead. In the major leagues last night, Wilson Contreras hit his 6th home run this season, and the Chicago Cubs beat the Miami Marlins 7-2. The New York Mets beat Philadelphia 7-6 in extra innings. The Dodgers rallied with 2 ninth-inning runs to defeat Cincinnati 4-3. Christian Yelich hit 3 home runs and had 7 RBIs, leading Milwaukee past St. Louis 10-7, and Colorado beat San Diego 5-2. In the American League, Wellington Castillo hit a 2-run homer in the 8th inning to put the White Sox ahead of Kansas City 5-4. Cleveland beat Seattle 6-4. Baltimore got the win over Boston 8-1. Toronto beat Minnesota 5-3. And Texas beat the LA Angels 12-7. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears dropped a home series opener at the Hank to the Montgomery Biscuits 6-2. The Biscuits scored 4 runs in the first inning and were up 6-0 before Mobile scored a run in the 6th and 9th innings. The Bay Bears will take the field for Game 2 of the series against the Biscuits tonight at 6:35 right here in Mobile. It's 7:20 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, and if you're wondering about Easter weekend ahead, will you be comfortable in your Easter best? Looks pretty good. Dr. Bill will break down our forecast at 7:35.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon temperatures in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning from the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center. Three cars involved there at Theodore Dawes Road and Nan Gray Davis, but they do have the wreckers on the scene. Been a good ride so far across the Bayway and from the 1065 split. Airport, Dauphin, Moffitt, 65 seem to be running smooth, but no major backups or delays. Spring break this week, so we do see lighter than usual traffic. The Four Diamond Culinary Team at the Battle House is preparing to make your Easter lunch experience exceptional. It's the Easter Lunch Buffet served in the historic Crystal Ballroom from 10:30 to 2:30. For reservations, call 334-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 723 FM Talk 106.5. The segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's spring projects getting you down. The honeydews, you got a beautiful weekend ahead. You got Easter on Sunday. Maybe you slip out and do some fishing or whatever, golf on Saturday. Not if you have getting junk moved on your list of things to do. Well, get rid of that item right now. Those items, get the junk gone by calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK or going online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. National company but local franchisee. My buddy Trey doing work in Mobile County, Baldwin County. Could be at your house, your office, a house you're trying to get ready to get sold, maybe a storage unit that you really don't need any of the things in there and you're tired of paying for every month. Get the junk gone and do it quickly. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Rush hour traffic came to a screeching halt Monday after two vehicles slammed into each other, flipping one on top of its roof and the other split in half. That crash happened around 6 p.m. at Azalea Road and Government Boulevard Monday in Mobile. Mobile Fire Rescue confirms that two people were transported to the hospital. Police are expected to release an update on their condition later today. 9. That's how many tornadoes have been confirmed from last weekend by the National Weather Service, and that number could change as damages are still being surveyed after severe weather pummeled the state Saturday night into Sunday. Those tornadoes touched down in Franklin County, Colbert County, Shelby County, Crenshaw, and Pike Counties, Etowah County, two more in Pike County and one in Russell County. The tornadoes ranged between EF0 and EF1. Shelby County had an EF0. Another Shelby County tornado touched down also an EF0, but talk about maximum winds of 75 miles per hour. Crenshaw Pike County, an EF0 touchdown as well. In Pike County, the Troy tornado, there's an EF1, which touched down with estimated winds of 95 miles per hour. The Etowah County tornado had an EF1 tornado with a path length of 2.55 miles and a width of 100 yards. Several homes sustained significant roof damage. There's an EF0 tornado which touched down in Pike County. Once again, Franklin County saw an EF1 tornado there with winds estimated at 100 miles per hour. There was a tree that fell on top of a home. In Colbert County, there was an EF1 tornado. That tornado had top winds of 100 miles per hour, had a path length of 1.1 miles and 70 yards wide at its peak. And the ninth tornado touched down in Russell County. That was an EF0 tornado with winds of up to 85 miles per hour and was on the ground for only half a mile. More surveys are planned for today in Hale, Tuscaloosa, Marion, and Perry counties. Those surveys may be expanded based on what they see. Dr. Bill will join us shortly with more information when it comes to your weather and more insight into these tornadoes. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
726 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Hey, on the way, your chance of winning tickets to the 40th annual Taste of Mobile. That is Thursday starting at 6 at the Mobile Convention Center. A whole ton of restaurants and caterers. They're bringing out their best. It's great food and a great time. Once again, this is Thursday, 40th annual Taste of Mobile. Talk more about this and give you a chance to win tickets coming up in just a little bit. Plus, I hate to do this to you, Dalton, because this is a story we probably could hear on Friday for 6.5 stories, but I just don't know about the shelf life of this. Okay?
Yeah, no, you got to get it while it's hot.
That's right, and it is hot. Here's a story. You got a 29-year-old guy named Gabriel Molina from Miami, Florida, and on Saturday night, he was in the Florida Keys.
Okay. Okay. Enjoying himself.
Driving a Ferrari.
Wow, cool.
Pretty cool, right? A 29-year-old with a Ferrari. It's not clear if he was renting the Ferrari or had just borrowed it. Anyway, cops spotted him doing 75 miles an hour in a 45.
Can't do that.
So they tried to pull him over. At that point, Gabriel took off and started going 100 miles an hour, at least. Now, let me point out something. There's not a lot of ways to get away from law enforcement in the Keys.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of,
the road ends?
Yeah, the road ends. Where if you're heading northbound, they can get somebody at Largo to just put a roadblock in and you're done, right? Eventually, the police officer caught up to him, stopped at a gas station.
Don't do that when you're running for police.
They got him. So Gabriel's excuse for the chase was that he didn't see the cop, he was just speeding for speeding's sake. And his quote to the law enforcement officer, "This car's a Ferrari, and it goes fast." Unfortunately for Gabriel, his female passenger told the cops a different story. She said he definitely saw the cop and decided to try to outrun him.
Oh, come on.
So, yeah, she was not his backup there. So Gabriel was arrested for fleeing and eluding, and it turns out he has priors.
Hmm.
9 traffic convictions in 6 years, including one for doing 100 miles an hour in a 55 up in Miami.
I guess probably say bye-bye to the Ferrari.
Yeah, I would say, but this car's a Ferrari, and it goes fast. So law enforcement telling me that that does not work?
Does not work. Okay. His lady, not ride or die.
No, not ride or die. That was a term. Yeah, she is not ride or die for sure. Dr. Bill is. He's got our forecast coming up. I look forward to the Easter weekend. Plus, we'll check in with News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Police are looking for the gunman in a shooting on Knoll Street in Mobile. Happened in broad daylight yesterday afternoon around 2:30. The victim was rushed to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Authorities in Northwest Florida are also investigating a shooting. Escambia County Sheriff's deputies are looking for 25-year-old Bobby Hawkins. They believe he may know something about the shooting death of 28-year-old Kyle Baldwin. Baldwin was shot to death early Monday morning near East Ensley and Vicky Street. A bill outlawing most abortions in Alabama will get a public hearing in the legislature this week. The bill would make it a felony to perform an abortion unless the mother's health is at risk. The hearing is scheduled for tomorrow. A similar abortion bill is moving through the Florida legislature. With 3 weeks left in the 60-day session, nearly every major issue is unsettled. On the list of items being considered, bringing down health care costs, expanding school vouchers, and new human trafficking laws. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes continues to bring you outstanding deals. For a limited time, buy the Colonial 30 White Gloss with brass hardware for a pickup price of only $15.99. Or the number one selling Fat Boy 48 in gray gloss, only $16.99. Either model has an electronic lock and 60 minutes of fire protection. So don't waste any time. Get 0% interest with approved credit. Come by Mike Ward's and save now through April 25th.
Check us out on Facebook or go to MWLiberty.com.
Nations are expressing solidarity with France after the fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral and offering help for the recovery. People the world over are saddened by the fire. Art historian Elizabeth Leves says the cathedral was home to treasures and heartfelt memories.
That beautiful flowering of the stained glass windows and the high arches of the Gothic is damaged, but we know with those strong roots and sturdy foundations, that church can grow again, it can reflower.
The timber construction and soaring open spaces of its 12th century design resulted in fast burning flames that proved hard to bring under control. When the Justice Department releases the special counsel's report on Russian election interference, parts of the report will be blackened out. An edited version is expected to be released publicly this Thursday. An hour before the opening bell on Wall Street, Dow futures are up 67 points. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kuschenko with Your Money Now. Tiger Woods' comeback victory at the Masters may prove to be a boon to the golf industry. Bridgestone, which provided the golf balls that Woods used for the tournament, says its website traffic soared in the hours after Sunday's win. PGA Tour Superstore, which sells golf gear online, says sales were up over the weekend by 50% from a year ago. And analysts say Woods' victory could translate into more than $22 million for his long-term sponsor, Nike. British privacy officials are taking some serious steps aimed at protecting the online privacy of kids. Under draft rules, the Information Commissioner's Office says it will bar kids from being able to like posts on Facebook and other social media sites. The rules would also stop tech companies from using nudge techniques that encourage kids to keep using a site. The proposed privacy rules would apply to apps, connected toys, social media sites, search engines, news, or educational websites. On Wall Street, futures posting gains. That's Your Money Now.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Flip your space with a beautiful new floor from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get easy-to-install laminate in best-selling styles like Tobacco Road Acacia and Antique Farmhouse Hickory 20% off. Or get the exotic look of Silverstone Bamboo for 20% off. Don't want a DIY? We can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing so you can get started today. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleinschroedt and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Another pretty morning here in Mobile and Baldwin counties. I like this.
Yeah, I'm going to have another day with low humidity and plenty of sunshine, and should warm up to about 78 degrees this afternoon. It won't be as cold tonight, mid-50s, around 55 degrees for tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow should be another beautiful day, mostly sunny, though a little bit more humid. Wind will be around out of the southeast, around 10 miles per hour, and looks like about 80 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. Now, after that, we're going to see some rain in the forecast for Thursday, mostly cloudy and breezy. A cold front will be moving in. Looks like that front will get here late in the afternoon or early in the evening hours. So as a result, some showers will develop in the afternoon, become more numerous in the late afternoon and evening with thunderstorms, and there's a possibility we could see some severe thunderstorm activity late tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening. After that, the cold front moves through, and we clear off on Friday. It'll be mostly sunny and cooler. Only 68 degrees for the high on Friday. That is way, way below normal. Friday night, we get down into the 40s, anywhere from 45 to 48 degrees. And then the weekend, well, high pressure will build over us. That'll give us some great weather with low humidity, sunny and 72 on Saturday, sunny and 78 on Sunday. So the rain will be confined to Thursday, into Thursday evening, and after that, some nice weather all the way through the weekend.
Sounds fantastic. All right, so we're good for the full weekend. And Thursday night, when the rain comes through, what kind of severe weather do you expect out of this? Is it just thunderstorms or what?
Just thunderstorms, and looks like some strong straight winds in some of those storms. There is the better chance for severe weather up through central Alabama again and central Mississippi, where there is the possibility of some tornado activity. And all of that associated with the front, fortunately, it's going to move on through and give us that nice weather for the weekend.
All right, great news. I can't wait to hear Friday for the weekend weather scale. That sounds like we could be in some pretty heady territory.
Yes, indeed.
All right, Staff Meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with a forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5, sitting at 53 now at our studios, heading to traffic next with Kane.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Garrett Williamson and discuss the trends and fads in healthy living and exercise. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Garrett Williamson owns Personal Edge Fitness in Mobile. His gym is nearly 20 years old. He offers an internship for trainers. He has handbooks for his team members that focus as much on the emotional components of training and coaching as they do with the actual lifts and exercises. He has a business and a business plan, not a job that is dependent upon him and his charismatic personality, which is the story for most trainers and gyms. They're personality dependent. Listen to learn more Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning for the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We do have an accident they're clearing now off of New Jersey Street and South Broad. Beyond that, it's been a good start. Lighter than usual traffic thanks to spring break this week. Keep in mind McGregor Road between Dolphin and Old Shell closed for the next 4 to 6 months for sidewalk construction that just started yesterday. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Nice forecast for the Easter weekend. Saw a little list here for the folks over at Wallet Hub. Money for 2019. Easter by the numbers here. $18.1 billion is what they expect total Easter-related spending to be. It breaks down $151 for the average Easter celebrant. Also, $3.3 billion of the total number will be spent on clothing. which means when I figure out whatever pastel shirt will embarrass my children the most, I will add to that.
Yeah, half of that clothing will be complained about on Sunday morning.
Right. $5.7 billion spent on food, $2.5 billion will be spent on candy, and $2.9 billion will be spent on gifts. 66% of parents will make Easter baskets for their kids. 92% of Easter baskets include chocolate or candy. Hey, what about that? We talked about it earlier, last hour, gifts in the Easter basket. Now, we were more like Easter Bunny would bring us candy, mm-hmm. and maybe like some markers or pencils or something like that, maybe.
Yeah.
But it mostly was candy. Didn't get like bigger gifts.
Yeah, no, my mom would put together Easter baskets of candy mm-hmm. And then little knickknacks. I wouldn't call them like Christmas gifts or anything of that sort, but fun stuff, you know, kind of Walgreens or CVS pharmacy stuff you would pick up there, magazines that I liked, sports magazines usually, some books. So I always had something to wake up to on Easter morning, but nothing outrageous.
All right. What about you? Did y'all do gifts? My wife's family, they did gifts. So let us know on the text line at 343-0106. Now let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Congratulations to the city of Gulf Shores, now known as the greenest city in the state of Alabama. Cities were judged on environmentally friendly behaviors of cities, as well as driving behaviors, in Surify's 2019 Greenest City Awards. So the city was applauded for their full functioning recycling center and green push following the Deep Horizon oil spill of 2010. That's when they say they decided to make it more of a priority for the whole city to become more environmentally friendly. Grant Brown with the City of Gulf Shores says this is all thanks to the hard work of the Public Works Division, the residential recycling programs, and drop-off center that hand sorts recyclables on site, and they plan on keeping environment the top priority as it has really become a big effect on quality of life and tourism. It seems like there's a poll and a survey for everything these days, and the rankings are out for the best party schools. The rankings were determined by student surveys, access to bars, campus athletics, presence of fraternities and sororities, and access to restaurants. So there's a nationwide list, and then there's an Alabama-based list. Let's see how your university fared. According to the niche list, the University of Alabama is the state's top party school and number 8 on the list of top party colleges in the entire United States. So here's a closer look at the top 20 party schools in Alabama. Number 1, University of Alabama. Second place, Auburn University. Third place, Alabama State University. Fourth, Alabama A&M University. Fifth, Tuskegee University. And sixth, Birmingham Southern College. Those are the top 6 when it comes to our top 20 in the state of Alabama. And when it comes to the nation, well, Tulane University leads the pack. Tulane's in first. Second is University of Georgia, and third as West Virginia University. So the question is, how did your university do for the best party school? This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Your health deserves the best. Hey, this is Garrett Williamson with Personal Edge Fitness, where our exercise scientist and physiotherapist have been training the best of Mobile for the last 2 decades. Listen, you're worth it. Call us today for your free wellness evaluation or check us out online at personaledgefitness.com and Facebook. Whether at our award-winning Spring Hill facility, your corporate setting, at home, or online, we train you for life. personaledgefitness.com.
It's worth the drive to Kobe Subaru, where it's all about you, and we're also all about the community. As a recipient of the Subaru Love Promise Customer Commitment Award and the Stellar Performance Award, we always uphold our commitment to spread love and serve the community. Kobe loves pets. We support the Animal Rescue Foundation in their mission to promote the welfare of animals. Kobe loves to help. We partnered with Feeding the Gulf Coast to help individuals struggling with hunger. And Kobe loves to care. Kobe Care is our commitment to customers with a relaxed car buying experience, financing for everyone, exceptional value on each certified pre-owned vehicle, and complimentary oil changes and car washes with every scheduled service. And your satisfaction is guaranteed. Shop the Gulf Coast's oldest and largest volume Subaru dealership and get more inventory and more selection. Visit us in Mobile and we'll make it worth the drive. Or shop online at KobeSubaru.com. At Kobe, it's all about you. Based on new Subaru sales for a full year 2018 in Gulf Coast Zone.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
With WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloney. Police are cracking down on drivers who do not slow down in work zones. Mobile police issued 79 tickets in two work zones last week. Last month, 40-year-old Clarence Crutcher was killed while working in a work zone on Dauphin Island Parkway at Hertel Street. It's spring break for students in Baldwin County, but there is no break for crews working on the new Orange Beach campuses. Temporary portable classrooms are being built at Orange Beach Middle School and Orange Beach High School. The city administrator tells News 5 students will only be in those temporary classrooms for 1 year. Four people are recovering one day after a crash involving an Escambia County transit bus. Happened at the intersection of Barr Street and 9th Avenue in Pensacola. The driver of the truck and three passengers on the bus were taken to the hospital. A bill outlawing most abortions in Alabama will get a public hearing in the legislature this week. The bill would make it a felony to perform an abortion unless the mother's health is at risk. That hearing is scheduled for tomorrow. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
A record-setting NFL contract. The Golden State Warriors lose DeMarcus Cousins and blow a 31-point lead. And Milwaukee's Christian Yelich has a 3-home-run, 7-RBI night. It's 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start with NFL news, where late last night, the Seattle Seahawks and quarterback Russell Wilson agreed to a 4-year, $140 million contract extension that makes Wilson the highest paid player in the NFL. The deal includes a $65 million signing bonus. Wilson made the announcement last night via a Twitter video while he laid in bed with his wife, Sierra.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Wilson's a five-time Pro Bowler and won the Super Bowl with Seattle back in 2014. Last season, he set a career high with 35 touchdown passes. In the NBA playoffs, the Philadelphia 76ers tied an NBA record with 51 points in the third quarter and set a franchise record with 145 points in a 145-123 win over Brooklyn. That series is now tied at one game apiece. The Golden State Warriors blew a 31-point lead and lost to the LA Clippers 135-131. Landry Shamet led the Clippers with 36 points. He hit the go-ahead three-pointer with 16 and a half seconds to play. Here's Warriors head coach Steve Kerr following the loss.
We stopped playing. We kind of disconnected kind of mid-third quarter and lost our defensive edge. You know, we kind of messed with the game a little bit. And when you do that, you're in some trouble, especially in the playoffs.
Golden State Warrior and former LaFleur Rattler DeMarcus Cousins left the game in the first quarter with a left quad injury. Cousins is scheduled for an MRI today, but the Warriors are fearful that he tore his quad. It's a tough break for the Mobilian, who tore his left Achilles while playing for the New Orleans Pelicans last season. In the NHL playoffs, Carolina shut out Washington 5-0 to get a game back in the best-of-seven series. The Capitals still lead 2-1. Toronto beat Boston 3-2 to take a 2-1 series lead. Nashville Predators goalie Pekka Rinne stopped 40 of 42 shots, leading the Predators past Dallas 3-2 and giving Nashville a 2-1 series lead. And Colorado crushed Calgary 6-3 to take a 2-1 series lead. In the major leagues last night, Wilson Contreras hit his 6th home run this season. The Chicago Cubs beat the Miami Marlins 7-2. The New York Mets beat Philadelphia 7-6 in extra innings. The Dodgers rallied with 2 ninth inning runs to defeat Cincinnati 4-3. Christian Yelich hit 3 home runs and had 7 RBIs, leading Milwaukee past St. Louis 10-7, and Colorado beat San Diego 5-2. In the American League, Wellington Castillo hit a 2-run homer in the 8th inning to put the White Sox ahead of Kansas City 5-4. Cleveland beat Seattle 6-4. Baltimore got the win over Boston 8-1. Toronto beat Minnesota 5-3, and Texas beat the LA Angels 12-7. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears dropped a home series opener at the Hank to the Montgomery Biscuits 6-2. The Biscuits scored 4 runs in the first inning and were up 6-0 before Mobile scored a run in the 6th and 9th innings. The Bay Bears will take the field for Game 2 of the series against the Biscuits tonight at 6:35 right here in Mobile. 10 minutes till 8 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Butch Cassidy's Happy Hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon temperatures in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Talking with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and you're telling us, the clients, to be watering infrequently, but watering deeply right now.
Yeah, you really want the lawn or your plants to go after the water you're putting out. So if you're watering every day, water stays up around where that root zone is. It never has to reach out and go after it. So you're building healthier roots by watering infrequently and watering deeply.
But then again, that watering regimen may change at my house or your house or somebody else's throughout the seasons.
Yeah, so watering frequency, how long, how often, how many days. I mean, that's going to change as you move throughout the year, more, sometimes less. And it's really going to change from landscape to landscape. There's different watering requirements for each landscape. So that's really why we built a program for our irrigation tech to come out different times throughout the year to set your irrigation up, customized for your landscape.
All right, I want to do that. So how do we get in touch?
Well, you give us a call, or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com, or you can reach us on any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, Older Axton, South Broad, and New Jersey Street, but officers are still there. We've got a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway, Tillman's Corner and Theodore 90, Rangeline, Halls Mill Road, seeing heavier traffic and no real delays, even though the construction started McGregor Road between Dolphin Street and Old Shell for the new sidewalks. The City of Mobile Special Events Department bringing back Spring Break Kids Days this week from 10 to 1, and today they'll be at Crawford Murphy Park. Face painting, balloon clowns, inflatables, and more. See them at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 753 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Story on the way about a Marine who ran the Boston Marathon in honor of the three men he served alongside. Wow, how he crossed the finish line yesterday. If you haven't seen the pictures, I put it up on my Twitter feed at FM Talk 1065. More on that story coming up. Right now, we'll check more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. The 2020 election will be here before you know it. And this morning, a new poll is out that concludes if former Chief Justice Roy Moore ran for Senate, he would be in the lead. The Mason-Dixon poll of 400 registered Alabama voters who identified as Republican showed that Moore came in with 34% of the vote, followed by U.S. Representative Mo Brooks at 27% and the only declared candidate, Republican Congressman Bradley Byrne of Fairhope at 13%. U.S. Representative Gary Palmer had 11%, while Alabama Senate President Del Marsh had 4%, and businessman Tim James came in at 6% with 2%. Now, a quarter of those polls were undecided. Polls such as these are known to lead based on name recognition. At this point, the former Chief Justice has not yet announced if he's running again for that Senate seat.
Alabama primaries are March 3rd, 2020. A new day and now a new outbreak. The Centers for Disease Control says one person from Alabama is among 93 confirmed cases across 9 states impacted by a salmonella outbreak. The culprit is pre-cut melons. Indiana's Cato Foods is voluntarily recalling fresh-cut watermelon, honeydew melon, cantaloupe, and fresh-cut mixed fruit containing one of those melons. They were sold in 16 states at stores including Trader Joe's, Kroger, Target, Walmart, and Amazon Whole Foods. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says the melons may be infected with salmonella, which is an organism which can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections in young children, frail or elderly people, and others with weakened immune systems. The first illnesses were first reported last month. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Time to do the DIY and save the money anyways. Cut up your own melons. Don't pay somebody else to do it. Better off.
Yeah, I'm doing that with blocks of cheese now.
Cutting your own cheese?
Cutting my own cheese.
Okay, just checking. 756 FM Talk 106.5. Hey, on a serious front, a story that's up on our Twitter feed, our Facebook page, a story from Fox News. A Marine who ran the Boston Marathon in honor of 3 men he served alongside crawled across the finish line yesterday as his body almost gave up, but his mind didn't. Micah Herndon, 31, ran the race in 3 hours and 38 minutes, according to race results. But to hit that mark, he had to physically drag his body along the pavement to finish the race. You got to see these pictures. I'll go to the Facebook page or the Twitter feed. Herndon from Ohio served several deployments in Iraq and Afghanistan, according to the Record Courier. During a tour in Afghanistan in 2010, 3 people he was with were killed when they were targeted by an IED. Marines Mark Juarez and Matthew Ballard, and also Rupert Hamer, a British journalist, died in that attack. He said he ran the Boston Marathon on Sunday for them. He said, "I run in honor of them. They are not here anymore. I am here and I am able." Herndon told the news outlet, "I am lucky to still have all my limbs. I can still be active. I find fuel in the simple idea that I can run and some cannot." He said that despite his small plights, whether his feet hurt or he was tired from running, he reminded himself why he continues in true Semper Fi fashion. He said, "I just keep saying their names out loud to myself. They went through much worse, so I run for them and their families." In a Facebook post, Herndon shared a photo of the pair of orange Nike sneakers that he was wearing with a sentimental detail. 3 small golden plates featuring the names of Juarez, Ballard, and Hamer were woven into the shoelaces. The plates served as a reminder to Herndon of why he keeps running. Videos posted online yesterday show Herndon kept his word. Close to the end, he crawled to the finish line, finishing the race 11,334th overall.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen the pictures or video from this, it is up on our Facebook page, but it looks like in the video, I mean, he's crawling on all fours. I don't know if both of his
dragging himself along the pavement.
Maybe his legs cramped up there at the end, and if you've ever had leg cramps like that, I mean, the pain from that at the end of a marathon, no less, and he just had the wherewithal and the courage to keep crawling and get across the line.
A Marine. It shouldn't surprise us, but it is a sobering and yet uplifting story. You can check it out on our Facebook page or the Twitter feed. All right, coming back next hour, another hour of Mobile Mornings. And the phone number text line open for you at 343-0106. We'll be right back.